Americans have always been skeptical of experts. That's part of our national character. It goes all the way back to Tocqueville, who talks about it in the 1830s. We pride ourselves on our common sense. What's different in the 21st century is not that we question experts, it's that we reject experts, that we reject their expertise and we put our own knowledge in place of it. And I think that's very dangerous. Whether it's your doctor or a diplomat, people have decided that they're actually smarter than the experts and don't need them.
And so is that a result of Americans having more information available to them? What is leading to this shift in view of experts?
Well, there's several factors. I actually turned this into a book called The Death of Expertise that's available from Oxford that came out of this piece. And I look at the modern university system, which encourages students to believe that they're already pretty smart by the time they get to school, the media, which has segmented into echo chambers that convince people that they're already hearing the things that they believe, and certainly the internet, which is kind of a big answer machine that tells people whatever they want to hear, whether it's right or wrong, and confirms their biases. But I think it's also just part of a cultural movement, probably in the past 30 or 40 years, toward a kind of narcissism that says, no one can ever tell me I'm wrong. I don't like hearing things I don't want to hear. I can be the master of my own destiny at all moments, which is really not the way we live in an advanced technological society.